Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the names and the titles of our Father and how knowing these names and titles can bring us into a closer worship to Him and also to bring more blessings into our lives. Go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Verse 10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to which shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. The Father is the root of our salvation. He started the salvation process. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 16, starting in verse 1. Ezekiel 16, verse 1. Again, the word of the Father came to me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus said the Father unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. It doesn't matter who our father and our mother was. He's our daddy. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee, thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. Nobody pitied you to do any of these things unto you, to have compassion upon you, but thou was cast out into the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. We were wide out in the open. Satan was ready to pounce on us. And maybe he had some success in our lives up to that point, but the Father snatched us out of his hand and started the salvation process. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, that he quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sins. He started the salvation process. Dead people don't make decisions. We were dead. He quickened us. And he said in verse 6, And when I passed by you, I saw you polluted in your own blood. I said unto you, when you were polluted in thy blood, live. Do you want to live? And I said unto you, when I was in thy blood, do you want to live? And we said, yes. See, he started the salvation process. He's the author of our salvation. He's also the author and finisher of our faith. But he's also the author of our salvation. He started the salvation process. He chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. In verse 7, I've caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. We start to learn more about him and grow in the knowledge of him. When I passed by you and looked upon you, behold, the time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over you and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swore unto you and entered into a covenant with you, said the Father, and you became mine. Hallelujah. He overshadowed us by his Spirit. Then I washed thee with water, and I thoroughly washed away thy blood from you. And I anointed thee with oil. That's the baptism. Look what he's done for us. Hallelujah. He's just so powerful, so tremendous. And he wants to bless you. Just go to the book of Nehemiah with me. Nehemiah chapter 9. Verse 32, therefore our Father, the great and mighty, he's awesome. As another title, you need to know that he is awesome. Sometimes that's the only word that you can put on him. When he reverses the curse in your lives, if you have a curse in your life, it's so awesome when he does it. When he blesses you and there seems to be no hope in the natural, he just shows how awesome he is, how powerful he is. Hallelujah. When he can do what nobody else can do, it just shows how awesome he is. When he can bring back families together, it shows how awesome he can do. When he can minister to whole families at the same time, like he did with Peter in Cornelius' house, it shows how awesome he is. When he opened up the Red Sea, where there's no hope for his people, the Egyptians were closing in on them, and mountains on either side, and he opened up the Red Sea for them and closed it on his enemies. That shows you how awesome he is. When he came to Jericho and he had to go around 13 times, once a day for 6 days and 7 times on the seventh day, and the people praised him, and he pushed the walls flat. They didn't have to climb over them. That's how awesome he is. Hallelujah. That's how awesome he is. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 32, Now therefore our Father, the great and mighty and the terrible Father, who keepeth covenant and mercy, let not... Let not all the trouble seem little before you, that come upon us, and our kings and our princes and our priests and our prophets and our fathers, and on all thy people since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. Hallelujah. Our Father is awesome. He's powerful. And I'm telling you that today, that he is awesome. He wants to do tremendous things in your life. Hallelujah. Just call upon him. He's your daddy. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Hallelujah. There's nothing to worry about. He has given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. He's just so awesome, and nobody can beat him. Second Chronicles chapter 2, starting in verse 5. Solomon was talking, "The house which I build is great, for great is our Father." Great is our Father. He's so awesome. Verse 6, "Who is able to build him a house, seeing the heaven and heaven heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then that I should build him a house?" You see, he's so awesome in your life. If you let him, if you turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conforming to the image of Yeshua, he'll show up awesome in your life. Look what he did with Elijah when 850 false prophets were coming against him. And their God, Satan, could not burn up the sacrifice. But our daddy, our father, did for Elijah. Hallelujah. Look how awesome he is. Look how far he's brought you so far. Look at David. He had a practiced faith. He said, "The same Father that delivered me from the lion and the bear shall deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hands." See, do you have a practiced faith? Look how awesome he showed up for you 5, 10, 15 years ago. Look how awesome he was then. He's still awesome. He's so powerful. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop him. Look what he did in 2 Chronicles 14. Asa was a king that served the father. And verse 9, "They came out against him, Sarah and the Ethiopian, with a million men came against Asa and 300 chariots. But Asa went out to meet him." He knew his father was with him. He was awesome. And Asa stood in verse 11. He cried unto the Father and said, "Father, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Father, for we rest on you, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Father, thou art our Father. Let not man prevail against you." So as a result of what Asa prayed and claimed, the Father smote, in verse 12, the Father smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves. For they were destroyed before the Father and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. Hallelujah. See, he knew his daddy, he knew his father, that he was awesome. He knew. Hallelujah. And remember, Jehoshaphat was in 2 Chronicles 20. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20. In verse 1, "It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle." Hallelujah. Verse 3, "Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Father and proclaimed the fast throughout Judah." And verse 5, "Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah in the house of the Father before his court and said, Father, why not the Father in heaven, and rulest thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen, and in thy hand is there no power and might, not power and might that nothing withstand you? And you're our father, you're our daddy." Hallelujah. Verse 15, "And the Father answered, Hearken ye, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, now King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Father, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but is mine. Tomorrow go against them. And all he had to do was send out his praise and worship leaders, saying, Praise the Father, his mercy endureth forever. And the enemy started killing each other. Just realize that he is awesome. He's got all power, and nothing can stop him but you. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop him but you. Do you realize how awesome he is today? And he's here to bless you. He's here to set you free. You may have been under some kind of attack for months, even years. But he can set you free in a split second. You may have this in your life that you can't get rid of, but turn him over to him. He can set you free. Hallelujah. there's no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because he's an awesome daddy. He's our daddy. The whole word is about him being our daddy. Call him your daddy. He'll show up for you. Hallelujah. Let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. And if you can't, just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there with your healing, deliverance, anointing. Set people free, Father. Help us to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis. And for you to mortify the deeds of our flesh. Conform us to the image of Yeshua. And Father, help us to recognize your titles and worship you for your names and your titles, Father. We just thank you. Father, we want to tell more people about you, how awesome you are. Father, I'm asking for you to do an awesome miracle for these people right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Let me tell you some more about our ministry. This is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages on there. And also I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every one of them with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. And also my second book is called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how the things that he did in the Word on those in those months, he wants to repeat them. And if you use my book Noon in conjunction with my biblical calendar page, you can see when each month begins and ends on his calendar up to year 2020, and also in each feast day begins and ends up to year 2020. Just scroll down. And there's a link on the Hebrew calendar on the top left. You can link in the Hebrew calendar. Just remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hallelujah. You can't base your spiritual life on a Gregorian calendar. First of all, it was set up by pagans anyway. You can't. Hallelujah. It has its own timing. And then also there's different hours in the day when the Father did things in the Word and he wants to repeat that on those hours. And you need to know that. There's a certain hour where his healing anointing flows more than any other hour, and you need to know that. Hallelujah. And also the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. It'll really comfort you. And then you can get these books by, first of all, you don't have to go to my publisher. My wife and I want to give these books to you at cost, which is $5. If you go to a publisher, they're going to charge you much more. But I brought them from my publisher, and I want to sell them to you at cost. And the cost is $5 each. And if you have the money, we'll send them to you free. Hallelujah. And you can get these books by just calling me. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Or you can go to my website, henrywalker.org, click on contact, email me your name and address, and I'll get you the books. We'll send them out. And don't forget that my broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. And also, if you want to hear any prior broadcast, you go to WCNO.com, click on demand, and use the hour to go back to a previous message. Just scroll back. And also to my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to call for prayer, it's very expensive, just email me at henrywalker.org, click on contact, email me, give me your name, your phone number, and I'll call you back. Just make sure you turn everything over to your Father, and I'll be happy to pray for you for breakthrough. Hallelujah. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of